In August of 2007, we did our show in Boulder, Colorado, and a former bouncer for the Rolling Stones turned large animal veterinarian named Kevin Fitzgerald came by to play Not My Job. Now, just about everybody can remember a moment when a trusted father figure turned to you and said, son or daughter, you got to make something of your life. But in these stories, it isn't usually Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones, but that is who set Kevin Fitzgerald in his life path. And thus chastened, he went on to become the world's only former rock and roll bouncer slash veterinarian slash star of Animal Planet. He is a proud Denver native. We are pleased to have him with us today. Kevin Fitzgerald, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So, first of all, is that story true? Was it, in fact, Keith Richards who said to you, in effect, go to veterinary school, young man, or whatever?
Well, Keith was in charge of the bouncers, so at the end of the tour, he'd take care of you, you know, and he'd say, okay, pay whatever was happening. At the end of the 78 tour, he said, man, you know, you've been with us 69, 72, 75, 78. Why don't you do something, you know? This isn't going to last forever, you know? They knew that the public was fickle.
He was so wrong about that,
I know,
it turns
never,
out.
They never knew that still, you know, and he goes, you know, you can't be bouncing when you're 50. Why don't I help you? Go to school, do something, you know, get a grip, you know, do... So I flew back to Denver, and my brother picked me up at the airport, and I said, man, Keith told me I should get a grip on my life.
And he took that seriously.
Well, he, you know, he's the hippest cat in the world. When he says something, you listen.
Sure,
know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and he's so nice, and he was right. So he helped me, and here I am, you know. So.
There you are. Well, let me ask this. You were a rock and roll bouncer for a long time. That's essentially the guy who protects the band from the rowdy fans, in essence, right?
Yeah, you know, people would come over the top and you'd thump heads, you know.
Oh, yeah. You thumped a lot of heads in your time?
No. The good thing was if you could talk to him and say, look, man, you're going to have breakfast on the county. 99 out of 100 times you'd talk to him, you'd say, go back, you know, be good. Don't be naughty.
Really? Yeah. You'd actually say that in the middle of a rock and roll concert, some guy drunk or high on whatever starts rushing the stage and you say, don't be naughty. And they're like, okay. Because I have a 7-year-old daughter. She doesn't go for that. You know, she just keeps going.
It's a good story now. It's the way I'd like to remember.
All right, I see. But that's interesting enough. You did that for a long time, and then you went into veterinary medicine. Was it like, all right, finally, I want to deal with real animals? Or what was the connection? How did you make that transition?
Well, I always liked science and liked animals and liked people. You know, yeah. I think to be a good veterinarian, you have to like people. And so... it's been a great thing for me. You know, the music was great for teaching about, you know, human nature, but I couldn't do any instruments or play anything. I like to sing. I'd rather sing than eat, but most people would rather hear me eat.
So you were a frustrated musician yourself?
Well, no, but that way you got to be a little boy from Denver, get to travel with bands or Bill Graham and Barry Fay, see the world, you know? It was great.
Yeah, sure, I understand.
Yeah.
Wow. And when you're working with animals, because, of course, as people have seen on your various Animal Planet specials, including Emergency Room Vet.
Emergency Vets, yeah.
Emergency Vets. I mean, you've dealt with some exotic animals and in trouble. Did dealing with crazed rock stars train you for that? I mean, were you like, hey, I helped Ozzy Osbourne down from a bad trip. I can deal with this piranha or whatever it is.
Yeah, so, yeah, I worked for the Grateful Dead. What can happen in here?
So, and in fact, as we've seen on television, but even other things, working here at a veterinary hospital near Denver, you've dealt with some pretty bizarre animals. I mean, not just your dogs and cats, but a lot of exotic creatures. And
well, sadly, for better or worse, the animals go in fads. You know, last year, hedgehogs and, you know, sugar gliders. 10 years ago, pot-bellied pigs, and right now it's spiders.
You know, spiders?
Wait a minute. Last year was hedgehogs?
Yeah, they just legalized wallabies here in Colorado for pet stores.
No.
I didn't know it happened. On Christmas Day, you know, I always work Christmas and let the married people be with their families, and then I get St. Patrick's Day off.
Right, there you go.
And then a little wallaby got out of his house and he saw...
on Christmas?
Yeah, the dogs were chasing it. And
all right, stop for a second. I thought, until this very moment, I thought a wallaby was a kind of shoe, so you need to help me out. A wallaby is a what, exactly?
A shoe, gazoon.
It is a shoe, but if a dog's chasing it, can go fast.
Yeah. So this little wallaby, he's a little kind of a kangaroo, a smaller one, and he gets out in Capitol Hill in Denver, and he's running down the street, and two dogs start chasing him and mauling him, and this policeman that I take care of his dog, he sees a little thing and he didn't know what it was. He was so sweet and innocent. Somebody wants to save it and help it, so he takes his jacket off and shoes it into the back of the squad car and brings it to me. So he's walking off the walk and I say, "Hey, John, is your schnauzer sick?" And he goes, "No, I think I got a mutant rabbit."
Really, I got to tell you, because I think I saw one of those, and I didn't know if I had just been inhaling the Boulder air too much. It was.
They shouldn't sell. So right now, they're selling these giant spiders, you know, hobo spiders, wolf spiders, giant tarantulas in the sky. Being veterinarians, we're not supposed to be afraid of any animals, and I'm afraid of spiders. They creep you out the way they move. They got hair and saliva. That's wrong. A bug shouldn't have hair on it. And, I mean, that just goes
wrong. Yeah, I know.
So this guy comes and he's got this plastic shoebox and this giant spider. He goes, "Be really careful. I got out a year ago. He bit my room in the face and he had to have his head drained." And I was like, "Ah." I was like, "Get a phone book, you know." But, you know. You know, but that's not a practice builder dropping a phone book on your patient. Even I know that.
Right.
That's when you got to call your cop friend back.
Yeah. So I read where it takes 1 second to be nice and 2 seconds to be mean, so we should be nice to each other. And so I said, "Well, sir, what's wrong with him?" He goes, "Well, he's just not himself." "Not his perky spider self?" "Called in late for work?" He goes, "No, he hasn't eaten in several weeks, and yesterday his leg fell off." I'm trying to think of something learned to tell this guy and get him out of there, right? So I say, "You know, in my experience, sir, when the leg falls off, they're obviously ill." It sounded good, right? And I remembered that the Museum of Natural History in City Park has old Dr. Licht over there, the spider expert. I said, "Go see Dr. Licht, he's going to help you." About an hour later, the phone rings, it's Licht, and he goes, "Dr. Fitzgerald, Dr. Licht." I go, "Hey." He goes, "Did you send Mr. Montgomery over here with this big-ass spider?" Yeah. He goes, "Did you tell him, in your opinion, when the leg fell off, they're obviously ill?" "You would have taken time to examine him and see he's in fact dead."
Do you yourself have animals? Do you have pets?
I'm between pets right now. I'm waiting for a good one.
Really?
You know,
you're just not ready to settle down. You're like,
yeah, you know, the commitment.
Right.
No.
I can get you a handcuffed wallaby.
Well, Kevin Fitzgerald, we're delighted to have you with us today. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
"Now hold still while I inject this bovine steroid into your buttocks."
Actually, that strikes me that could be something you know something about, but... Now that Barry Bonds is the all-time home run champion, we thought it'd be a good time to ask you three questions taken from the book about his good friends at BALCO. That's the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative. The guys who Bonds swears did not really give him steroids, at least not that he knew about. We have three questions about BALCO from the book Game of Shadows. Answer two correctly, you'll win a chance for one of our listeners to win our prize, namely to have Carl's voice injected directly into their buttocks. Because that's Carl's secret. That's how he achieves that deep resonant tone. That's your secret.
You had to tell.
Yeah. Also, of course, his voice on your home answering machine. Carl, who is Kevin Fitzgerald playing for?
Peter, Kevin is playing for Charlie and Regina Bruce of Denver, Colorado.
Now, Barry got his alleged supplements from a man named Victor Conte, head of BALCO. But before he became the so-called steroid Svengali, he had moderate success as which of the following? A, a street caricature artist known as Vincent Van Picasso down on San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf. B, a rock bass player in the Bay Area funk band Tower of Power. Or C, a used car salesman twice named the Northern California Salesman of the Year.
I think he was in Tower of Power.
You think he was?
I did a thing with Little Feet in the Tower of Power horn section were there. I think the guy played for Tower of Power.
You're right, he did. Very good. My God. This may be the first time in the history of this game that anyone used actual knowledge to answer a question correctly. All right. Next question. Not everyone thinks that Conte is a villain. In fact, one associate once publicly compared his work, supplying allegedly illegal steroids to various athletes, to the work of whom? A, physicist Stephen Hawking, B, nun and soon-to-be Saint Mother Teresa, or C, former Surgeon General C. Everett Koop?
Mother Teresa.
You're exactly right. Did you know that? Because you were like, oh, that's what it is. Did you know that?
No, but she's so nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, according to the book Game of Shadows, this flattery came from Balco's, quote, medical doctor, a guy named Dr. Brian Goldman, who, yes, did in fact work alongside Mother Teresa for a year. But one thing you should know, he reportedly did not get along with her. So that might have been a more biting comparison than you might think.
People don't realize she was not as nice as people thought.
No.
She spoke highly of you.
Well, I'll tell you something. This, I don't know, if you're working with Mother Teresa and you can't get along with her, I just think you have some workplace issues.
Last question. After giving up on his music career, of course, Conti decided to become an amateur nutritionist. He founded Balco, selling supplements to athletes, professional and amateur. Which of these was one of Conti's early products? A, Zap Your Zits with Zinc. It was exactly what it sounds like, a scheme to market zinc supplements as an acne medication. B, Man's Best Friend, an early erectile dysfunction drug that contained near toxic amounts of artificial testosterone. Or C, Home Run Derby Bubble Gum, chewing gum just like the big leaguers chew, with low levels of anabolic steroids just like the big leaguers use.
Man, I think using, you know, crazy glue in a wood printing kit, zap your zits with zinc. Yeah, I think zinc. Yeah, I'm going to say that. Zap your zits. You can't say it.
I just want to say this before I give you the right answer. I want your mind. I want to be able to just feel my way in the way that you have to the truth, because you're right. It was zap your zits with zinc. I'm sorry. What was that about crazy glue? What?
And a wood burning kit.
And a wood burning kit? Yeah. And you're like, oh, well, then it must be the right answer. And you're like, it worked for you, but how did that work? What was that about?
We had this girl at my school, you know, and that's what she would use, you know. She said crazy glue on them would make them go away, and we just looked like idiots, my brother and I. But she was pretty, and we did what she told us.
Of course you did.
What was the wood-burning kit for?
Some of the really bad ones.
Well, that girl must have been gorgeous, man. That's all I got to say. No, it was zap your zits with zinc. Conti wrote a scientific paper extolling the benefits of zinc on the skin after one of his customers, an Olympic swimmer, said that after using the supplements, his acne disappeared. Unfortunately for Conti, the idea did not catch on.
Because it was at the end of the counter with all the Z products.
Yeah, exactly. People just do it alphabetically. It occurs to me, it's a shame you didn't have that crazy glue when the spider came in. You could have sent the guy home happy. Yeah. Well, apparently what happened was Conti, you know, a lot of his herbal and supplements like that didn't work, so we decided to start selling far more effective medications. Carl, how did Kevin Fitzgerald do on our quiz?
He was amazing, Peter. 3 correct answers, so Kevin wins for Charlie and Regina Bruce. Congratulations.
Well done. Well done. That was like Zen mastery. That was crazy.
It was unbelievable.
Colorado's own Kevin Fitzgerald, veterinarian, is the star of Animal Planet's Emergency Vet Interns and, of course, a one-time rock and roll bouncer. Kevin Fitzgerald, thank you for joining us. It was great fun. Thank you for being here. Well done.